The trip went for me poorly.
trying to sneak in what Terrence was talking about. But
what are you talking about, Terrence?
Your reading level, it's just so poorly educated all around, honestly. Like,
are you drinking Mountain Dew out of a martini glass?
Or is that a grasshopper?
That's a gin martini.
Oh. Ugh.
A grasshopper walked up to a bar.
I am drinking a Manhattan out of a thermal wine glass.
It's 4 ounces of gin, 1.5 ounces of sassy apple, and 1.5 ounces of
sassy apple. Sour.
Yeah.
I used to sassy apple.
I used to sassy look apple. Down on fruity mixed drinks, and then I realized that's pointless because fruit is delicious. Sweet drinks are good.
Mm-hmm. I just use it. I mean, mostly the it's mostly gin.
For me, it all goes back
also to that.
Kids in the hall, girly drink drunk. They had a skit where a guy was an alcoholic, he did was drink girly drinks.
Why? This is not a girly.
Kevin, drink. If you could, and just slow detail. Reenact that whole skit for us.
Oh, God.
Y'all can't
I don't have a pineapple cord, so it's a little difficult because it's very prop heavy.
You gotta act, dudes. You gotta do it.
Speaking of Kids in the Hall, I saw an article, the new season, the episode with Dave Foley doing the radio announcements from the apocalypse.
That deserved a daytime Emmy or something.
It got some kind of an award. It might have just been through like a popular paper or something, but it got noted to be like one of the best episodes of a TV show last year.
It's like a fucking like awesome skit. Like no dialogue. Just Dave looking terrified.
It's so good.
It's fantastic.
So I watched all of the new season, which is on Amazon Prime, Kevin, if that was the question.
Yep.
And then I watched the documentary about Kids in the Hall. And it's also a really good watch. I'm not somebody who watches a lot of documentaries. I think I watched two last year. It was the that one and the one about Woodstock 99.
Oh, God.
The Woodstock 99 one is...
That's a cluster right there.
Yeah, it's a slow moving train wreck. It's worth a watch.
Oh, God. Fyre Festival wish it had of that baggage.
Oh, God. Yeah, but Fyre Fest happened to a bunch of douchebags, so most of us thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, I did. I did think it was funny.
Yeah.
I tried to go and find that documentary, and it's not on. I couldn't find it.
What Church Our Rule had that pull
the Fyre Fest
internet site?
Oh, I didn't watch that documentary.
Was it a documentary for that?
No, I just wanted to see the documentary that told the full story. Now that it's. All the dust is settled.
I believe the documentary for Fyre Fest is just 1.5 hours of YouTube videos or TikTok videos put into one long format of people videotaping their $25,000 grilled cheese sandwiches and the fact that they all slept in FEMA tents around coyotes and all they wanted to do was hang out with Ja Rule.
Like that was your first mistake.
Well, what's all Ja Rule? Yeah.
I'd hang out with Ja Rule if it didn't cost anything, you know.
Yeah, I'd hang out with Ja Rule if I ran into him at a bar, but I'm not going to spend, you know, a year's worth of work for some people to go meet him on an island.
Speaking of Ja Rule, I am watching the Fast and the Furious movies in
chronological order.
How is that?
How many of them are there?
Well, like 20.
9 currently. Yeah, I'm up to 6.
I thought that was ludicrous and nice.
No, but in the first one, it's Ja Rule. In the second one, it's Luda.
Oh, I just remember. Luda was better then because I remember him a lot.
Yes. Luda is way better than Ja Rule.
I don't remember Ja Rule being in it.
He's one of the racers in the first race.
Who just did that? In
the first.
He should have been Batman, dude. Ja Rule should have been the next fucking Batman. I'm just saying.
Maybe where the drugs are.
Oh god!
It's just like we need like a sultry voice for a love song. Ja Rule's like, I'm stepping right up, and you're like, oh, Ja, don't. Well, all right, fuck it.
Hey, sure.
Well, I get
word. Have at it, Ja Rule. Oh god, people like this. Oh, what have we done?
What have we awakened?
Oh,
a really bad club song.
Oh, you know what? I still dance to it, so it's fine.
All right. Well,
every time.
That was stupid. Let's play this stupid game.
Ja Rule.
I'm going back to watch Fast Furious now, so I can see Ja Rule.
I really just didn't want to hear any more about Fast.
All you need to do is watch Fast and Furious 1, okay, and I'm pretty sure he's in the first half hour, and that's all of his part.
Well, if you watch the first, kind of sent me away from the series. No, Tokyo Drift was where it just kind of drifted away from me. It was just.
Now if you watch the first part of Fast and Furious canon, can we move on?
Wait, so Tokyo Drift was the second one, right?
It was the third one.
It was the third one.
Tokyo Drift was the third
too
one.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, and then it was Fast and Furious, sir.
If you could do math, Too Fast, Too Furious was actually the fourth one because the second one was a prequel.
That was a prequel.
And they were like, well, we have to make Too Fast, Too Furious the fourth one chronologically, so we'll just put Tokyo Drift in there.
What was the really prequel connect. Called?
There was no prequel.
Less Fast, Slightly Miffed. What are we talking about?
Back to the future.
Furiously Faster. Furiously Faster.
I think it was just called Family, how it started with Vin Diesel. And it was basically a picture book.
It's a pop-up book. You had to register.
Which one do they do the slingshot off the cliff in the car? Which one does that happen?
They haven't done that in the first five.
Okay.
So that is to be possible. Oh, I can't wait for that. But I do remember that Vin Diesel said he wants to take it to Cars versus Dinosaurs or Cars in Space.
God damn it. When does this movie series shift from Cars to utter bat shittery? I've never watched any of them.
I watched those previews because I know I'm not going to watch the movie. So I watched those trailers and they're just increasingly ridiculous. And it's enough for me.
There's that new Adam Driver movie coming out where he crash lands on Earth in a futuristic spaceship with laser guns.
65 million.
And he fights dinosaurs. I swear to God, if Kevin has his way, Vin Diesel's going to come rolling up
in a fucking muscle car. Your family.
Family.
He's going to roll up.
I see great, 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 great grandson. Get in the car, family, and then drive off.
Ja Rule's coming in the back seat. It's gonna be great. Oh god, we should just talk about Fast and Furious the whole show.
We can.
I'll leave.
Please.
I'm working my way to expert level.
The one thing I really appreciate about Adam Driver is that he's Hollywood's return to ugly guys. Finally, we're getting ugly guys in movies, and it's just glorious.
Steve Buscemi's been here for a while, man.
Yeah. How often have you seen him lately?
Name
so ugly. They put him in a box. They won't let him.
I want you to name how many movies you can remember where Steve Buscemi made out with somebody.
Every Adam Sandler movie.
No, like literally, like a romantic, not funny, like a serious scene where Steve Buscemi and a Hollywood woman have like their noses rub into each other like every Adam Driver movie. Tell me one.
I can't.
I swear, I know. He was like kissing some people on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a passionate you know.
No, it was like I felt bad for someone in the situation. Obviously not Steve.
That's unfortunate.
Like, no, we're not at 70s level ugly guys that, you know, actually get women in films. But, we, you know, we're building back up to.
Yeah, but Adam Driver does.
Yeah, yeah. He's like the first step. And now we need more ugly guys scoring in films.
I think he's like it's like a kind of like a poet's feature, I think. I think he's kind of like a.
Like, I thought, like an I thought Paul Brody. Giamatti would be like
he's not an unattractive not person. I just think he's like a kind of has an artsy look.
An acquired taste.
Yeah. He's a fine wine.
Like sort of like giant deformed Howdy Doody dolls. He's your man.
Mm. Well, I do.
I feel like his hands are really big, though.
Watching him like, run is very interesting.
Get that man
like a camel got too many knees.
Yeah. We watched his movie White Noise on Netflix this week.
I wanted to watch that. It looks pretty interesting.
I forget how Netflix describes it because that's not the movie, but it was good.
I don't understand anything about the trailer I saw anyway.
Yeah.
I want to watch on Netflix The Glass Onion.
That was good.
That was good.
My wife and I watched Knives Out
was amazing, and that alone makes me want to watch The Glass.
But that British guy's southern accent is just...
It is a bit more bearable this time around. It was horrendous the first time. Yes, he toned it down some. Like, somebody must have talked to him.
Oh, yeah, you're real foghorn leghorn over here. About a Colonel Sanders.
I adored it.
It was the only thing I didn't like about the first one was like, I was like, I can't watch it again because his voice, I can't. It was good, but this time is bearable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fake because most Southern accents on TV are bad, you know, like,
yes.
Just
no,
not,
not bad. We wouldn't notice there was a Southern accent.
Exactly. So, yeah. But it's in that range where, okay, I'll allow it. It doesn't hurt me physically to hear in the second movie.
All right. Well, we were in a
No, Kevin. You don't get to start off talking about fucking Fast and the Furious for 10 minutes and then push us in the game.
Yes, I do.
The whole intro, Kevin.
Scott, it was your birthday last week.
I'm one of those people. It's still my birthday.
Everyone knows. We know.
I want to get
show notes. We all know.
Finish off this dungeon.
I got to watch Little Person Porn this weekend on my uncle's television.
Lord. Why?
I feel like
I bought him the DVD because this would be funny, and then he made me watch it with him.
You bought him? I don't know what bought. What do you mean you bought him the DVD?
So you bought me a shitty gift. We'll enjoy it together.
And he showed me. He won.
That's one thing I truly miss at Christmas is shitty Santa.
Watching porn with your uncle?
No, shitty Santa. We all got each other like less than $5.
I knew you were messed up, Kevin.
The most useless shit for each other.
I agree. Those are some fun. Those are fun events.
I remember Matt got a 6-pack of non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, I do too. You know what? I don't remember anything else I got for Christmas that year, but I remember Jacob gave me a pack of O'Doul's or something. I know it wasn't. It was Bush. It was who knew? It was
the worst. It wasn't even
Bush
like
on non-alcoholic beer.
You know, it wasn't even the official good non-alcoholic beer, O'Doul's, which suspicious, but whatever.
I don't even know what my wife gave me for Christmas that year.
Twins.
Funny that one.
Really, I don't know.
It was the birth of my children, huh?
Birth.
Yeah. Next year, let's try and get back to normal as far as that goes. What do you say?
We should try. We should give it a shot.
Yeah, let's try.
All right. Next year. Yeah. Don't worry. These years are going way fast.
This year, hopefully, we'll have a nerd bowl and a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I guess it is next year. Now.
Yeah. You're like no. I need this year to recuperate. I'm talking 2024.
2024 during election year. That's when I want to fucking be bothered with this nonsense.
It's your shitty
February. February Nerd Bowl.
What were we last left off?
We were staring down or staring up the steps of a sort of a what do you call it? A pyramid.
Pyramid.
Ziggurat, yeah, where there's a bunch of dead fey bodies hanging from the ceilings and nailed to the walls and just reeking the place up. And there in the center is a cage which holds a nightmare for Dorian and perhaps maybe his death. But that's really not for me to say. That's the DM's department. Go.
The dice might do that. No, that was a nice recap. Give yourself back.
We got a good one.
Give yourself back the Benny I told you to take away last time, I guess.
Oh, good. Kevin, you can have your Benny back.
So that's where we left off. At this other room is the Fae Lord that you know now as he's just simply called the Taker of Names. And you know that he gets that title very on the nose because the motherfucker kills people and collects their names, as he did with Dorian's entire village before he was a named child. And he is imprisoned in the center of this room. What do you do?
I begin walking up, weapon out. I heedless to the rest of the party. You.
And you.
And you.
You seem familiar for a mortal.
You seem unforgettable for a monster.
I am an unforgettable monster. Look at what these mortals have done to try and torture me, surrounded me with people from my own plane and random spots of death, keeping me a lord. A beautiful creature, locked here, taken away from the world. Also, a bit of a torture to your world, I believe, because I could bring it such beauty.
You arrogant piece of shit. Dorian's going to basically run up to the cage.
Okay. You run up to the cage. It is obviously a thick, cold iron, welded shut cage. Give me a perception. Give yourself a -5 from the rage.
Okay. That's still a 28.
Your analytical mind can't seem to turn itself off, even in extreme bouts of anger, and you can notice that there are no doors on this thing, at least from this angle that you're at. It seems as though this creature was imprisoned in here without a means to be let out normally. You'd have to destroy this cage to get it out if you wanted to get to him. As you're up on the cage with your anger, he leans back. Now his full glory, beauty, almost hard to look at. It's this creature's beauty, and he smiles, and he goes, "Ah, I see you now that you're close. You, too, are a taker of names."
I only take them for a little while, and I rarely kill for them.
Ah, but you're still young. Still young and traveling with so many wonderful names behind you. Look at. Omen bearers. You have 4 omen bearers.
God-cursed individuals, perhaps, yes.
The gods have very little to do with the omens they carry. It laughs.
What do you know, beast? Tell me, and I might end your suffering.
No, there's little you could do to end my suffering, but there's much, much I could do for you and the people you travel with.
Dorian's pacing around the cage as we talk. You know, got to keep this kind of cinematic.
So there's basically a little window on each side as you pass. He's always looking in your direction as you circle around. Give me another perception check.
Sure.
And where are the rest of you guys going to be for this 20 conversation.
At least be in the room. I want to listen.
Yeah, like how loud is the conversation? How close do we have to be to hear it?
You can kind of hear it from there. You might miss out on some of the normal volume talking. Dorian's pretty easy to hear for the most part.
I mean,
I'll go about halfway up the steps.
Yeah, I'll join her halfway, and on my way up, just slug down a potion real quick.
So that's a platform around the cage that will take us to the other set of stairs?
Yeah, the stairs go down into what appears to be dead ends, except to the north there seems to be a cubby hole that has bars across it. You're not sure where that leads to.
Nim's going to go in just seeing a creature entrapped that way. Not knowing who he is, I'll run in up closer to where Dorian is.
Well, you're going with that. Okay.
While Dorian is pacing around the cage, he's gonna partition himself off a little bit. There's a part of Dorian. There's a lot of Dorian that isn't always present, and I'm trying to reach out to like just the part of Dorian from the Feywild, the part that's still in touch with the
Karaknikus.
Yes. Like, reach out to your master. Find him. Find what he knows. I need to know. What is this thing? How do I beat it?
You feel a light tickle. And then the coldness of water. You feel like submerged in water, though you're still standing there. And you hear the strange voice of the creature, the Karaknikus, go, "You are far away from my ocean territories."
But I look at the beast and like, look at him. Look at him. He is part of you, part of your world. Look at his hair. Look at everything. He is a reflection on the water. What is this beast?
An emissary sent many years ago, he was to investigate, he was to discover what Cromwell had gotten into on the planet you are on. And he got thirsty.
You are a corruption. Began
taking names and dishonored his former life and his duty. He is a powerful, powerful creature.
Then I call to you. What should be done? I swallow my pride and say, my lord.
There are many things that can be done in this situation. Free him, he may owe you a favor. He may help with your current quest.
I have no
name. But at what price will his freedom bring to your world?
I come out of my trance, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you, but first I need to know why. Why my village? Why my parents? Why my people?
There was little. Go ahead.
We didn't start this war.
No. Most people who die in wars didn't start them. But you were in the way. Your village was on the way to Kraith. That's it. That's the only reason. They are insignificant. You barely a memory for unnamed children. Was an amusement to me, a way to keep them safe from something they didn't even know they needed to keep them safe from. But to kill you now, I would gather many, many names.
Names you would regret. I'm going to back away from the thing and try and calm myself.
This is not why we are here.
It's not why you're here. It's what I've always been looking for.
Go ahead.
Would not his imprisonment be for eternity? Be a welcome justice?
Eternity was a long time. Even stone yields to its will.
The problem with a perception check.
Someone else?
Everyone, give me a perception check.
Okay.
I was like, man, nobody can do math. Okay.
22.
29.
13.
20.
I got a 36.
No, that's not right. 29.
Okay, so everyone
28.
Okay, Dorian, if you would finish your thought.
Huh?
You were in the middle of saying something when I asked everybody to roll perception.
I'll wait to hear what this says because this sounds more important.
No. So, as Dorian and Vladros are kind of discussing what to do about the taker of names, everyone but Amon notices that blackness that had filled much of this temple has actually kept y'all from seeing what the bodies from the ceiling are suspended on. You can't see the roof itself. And slowly from the north, northwest corner of the room, you hear the clink of chains and you see the sway and something is moving them from up above. If you aren't familiar with northwest, it was where the monster token was that I showed you earlier by accident.
Yeah, we try to forget that. So.
Okay.
I don't remember that, but okay, thank you.
Yeah. No, I know. What are you? You're making stuff up now.
And you as don't
see anything.
As you guys look up, there's a break from the darkness. A bright red flame opens from that area, and you can see it's not pictured here with the token, but it's a dragon-shaped clockwork creature. It's huge, flames belting from its mouth as its red eyes look on to the group of you, and you realize that the cage isn't the only thing keeping the taker of names prisoner here, as there is one last huge defender, and we will roll initiative.
Holy shit.
It's a dragon fight. 11.
You motherfucker.
Dorian got an 11. Nim?
83.
3?
Nah, I got an 11.
Dr. Pops?
I use my Benny for my 83, though.
I'm so excited for my next level because then I get to add my intelligence bonus to my initiative.
I got a 10.
What a loser. Sonder.
Loser.
Also 10.
Double losers.
But Kevin goes first.
21.
That's what winners say. Vladros.
14.
That's what second place winners say.
That's what second place says. And then Dorian, I'm assuming you've got a higher initiative than Nim.
I do, probably. I don't know. Plus 4? What is your dex? I don't actually have anything.
My initiative is plus 4, but my dex is only... My dex is only plus 1.
I don't actually have anything invested in my initiative other than my dexterity bonus.
We'll give Dorian the win on that for having the higher dex then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see when the clockwork dragon goes.
2, right? It goes on 2.
Oh, no.
Let me guess. Nat 20.
You'll be happy to know that I've maybe wasted my Nat 20 on initiative.
So you did it.
I did. Giving him a mega 28. Thumbs. Wow.
I still didn't roll that initiative.
I don't think that's how chance works, but okay.
I hope not. I'm hoping to roll a lot more nat 20s on y'all tonight, and this campaign will be over. The dragon lands, bam, on top of this cage, putting... Let's make sure that this is a line effect. It is. I need Dorian, Vladro, Sonder, and Amon to all give me a reflex save as it breathes a line of fire.
So sorry, it's you guys. SR.
Oh, yeah. So
it's
sorry.
Not a spell.
Yeah, it is. Come on.
No. Supernatural ability. Shut up. Draw your... Roll your fucking reflex.
Hey, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I got a 25.
22.
This isn't a trap enchantment or fear, is it?
No, it is a breath of fire from a dragon.
21.
Oh, you failed.
I got a 26.
All right, so everybody who got 22 or higher.
Sweet. Yeah.
Everybody but Frakes. Sounds like
everybody but Frakes. I just realized I need a lot of D6s that I'm not currently holding. Let me go grab my Warhammer dice. I'll be right back.
Shut up, you bastard. All right, so we're all going to lie about how good our saves are from now on. I'm going to no, just fucking fake it. Oh, you're nat 20s every time.
From now on. It's going to be fine.
That was funny.
Shit like this, though, is why I never take the fucking ring invasion off.
Yeah, that's why I put mine back.
I don't have one of those.
I have it
built
in.
One. You should get one next opportunity.
Oh, I have so many rings.
I really want my
next one. We are, as a group, we are very ring heavy.
It feels like rings, it sucks. Like they just keep showering us with rings and like they only allow us to wear two. That's just not fair.
That's it.
Yeah, I got 10 fingers, yo.
Yeah.
There was like an old supplement that lets you like, if the DM allowed you, let you like change your magic item chakras. Like you would lose some chakra, like some slots and gain slots. Other like you can shuffle some slots around to get two extra ring slots and say lose your boots and gauntlets or whatever. It was pretty neat, cool. But
I can see how that could be broken fast, though.
Yeah, it could be probably broken pretty quickly, but
I mean, what was it like? One extra ring slot in Skyrim fucking pretty much broke the game.
Yeah, yes, it did.
Okay. That is 51 points dice of damage if you failed the save. The rest of y'all take 25.
Jesus.
I don't.
Hey, and fire resistance.
Evasion.
Yep.
Evasion.
That's still 41 points of damage.
Out of how many total?
A lot less now.
But how many?
41 less.
So the dragon is 10 feet up on top of this cage. And we will go to Amon.
Oh, shit.
That was first.
Am I? Okay, whatever.
You got 21. Everybody else rolled terrible.
Yay. Yeah. Cool. So I'm going to start off by standard action, activating my armor thing. That gives me +2 to my armor. So that's just a good thing to have. Then I'm going to use my swift action to heal myself for D6. I'll roll that in a second. And then what's the reach on this thing you said, Toker?
You didn't.
I didn't say. It is a huge creature. So we can assume it's a 15-foot reach.
Cool. Could you move me 20 feet away from it? Or I could still hit it. Swift. And then standard armor move. And then while I'm moving, I'm also going to draw my shield. Okay. Also upping my AC. So, there's that.
Moving and buffing that AC. Gotcha. Yeah,
buffing my stuff.
Vladros.
I'm going to draw, drink my potion of Cure Light Wounds. And then go into a rage. That's only a 1d8. Cool. 4 hit points back. I'm going to die. That's my turn.
Dorian.
I am going to immediately reactivate my Amulet of the Blooded. This is round 8 of 9.
Okay.
And I will also imbue my... This is a clockwork dragon, you said?
It is.
All right, well, then I'm going to hold off on imbuing my weapon until I can hear from the more scholarly types.
Because constructs are knowledge arcana, if I'm not mistaken.
I have that, but I don't think I have it for... Well, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a swift go. How about that?
Okay.
Roll the 19, which gives me a plus knowledge or caner. Gives me a plus 27.
All right. So that'll give you enough to know that this is a clockwork dragon, and you can know 3 additional things about it.
Immunities, if possible, would be the most important.
Being a clockwork, you already realize it's immune to ability damage, ability drain, bleed, death, necromancy, disease, energy drain, exhaustion, fatigue, mind-affecting effects, non-lethal damage, paralysis, poison, sleep, and stunning.
The dragon.
Its other 2 defenses that you need to, that you will know about now is that it has DR that needs animantine to bypass. And energy resistance to fire.
All right. It's resistant to fire. Use adamantine, and then I will imbue my weapon with shocking. Yeah. And let's see.
Which was a good choice, because now you realize since you've done that, you realize it has a vulnerability to electricity damage.
Cool. Use electricity. So those are both. Let's see. Okay, I'm pretty much out of actions after all that nonsense. But yeah, I report everything I know and set and can see from it. I'm invisible. I've got my weapon out. It's sparking with electricity. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
All right. Nim.
Okay. Can I do a knowledge check on it too?
Sure.
Aha. You motherfucker. Yeah. So I got a natural 20, so that gives me a 42 on my arcana. Is it arcana?
As a child, for some reason, you studied these things extensively, and you're like, you always wanted to see
I'm
one.
I'm so excited to finally meet one in
person. You're like a train nerd. You're like, oh!
The train nerds are the worst.
Even this is a Model 3. Page illustrations didn't do it justice.
Its attacks are counted as animanting for the purposes of bypassing DR.
Oh, God.
As a breath weapon. That you guys are familiar with. It has dark vision. It can fly, obviously. The only other things that Terrence did not know is these things are fairly spell resistant. And if you do manage to get them wounded enough, they will explode.
Fucking A. Okay. Well, that's just great. Do they have reach?
It's because of its size. It has 15-foot reach.
It's big, you see. Quite big.
It's not a T-Rex. Its arms match its body.
Yeah. That was pretty smart of D&D
okay,
to make
so,
Dragon's cat.
All right, well, I'm going to cast defensively.
Okay.
Because it didn't say anything about being able to see invisibility, right?
No. Its best vision is dark vision. You know that for a fact.
Right. So if I'm going to cast invisibility... Which is
get a oh wait, plus 8. It has spells.
There's no.
Oh God, I'm sorry. Vision. It can see invisible.
Oh no.
See invisibility constant is his only spell like ability.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like a 42 would have told me that.
It does. Yeah, that's why I wanted to double check his spells. I thought he had a spell to cast to do it.
Didn't
but
tell
it's
me
just,
that.
Yep. All right, so it
you asked for his
being invisible, no good. Fucking flies. It's got SR. Hits aren't going to work. So, what's my eye on that? I got a plus 18. And I got to overcome. Okay, so I'm going to 5-foot step to the right. And then I'm going to cast defensively. Which I believe I made.
Well, it's 10 feet up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Is it 10 feet up on top of that cage? Am I out of its range?
It's perched on top of the cage, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should only be in range from 10 feet away from it. Open.
Yeah, you could have five foot step back. That would put you. Yeah, I wasn't accounting for the 10 feet up before.
The 10 feet up, so.
So now if you take a 5 foot step back, you're out of its threatened square.
Okay, so if I do that, but then like Dorian or Vladros or somebody in melee range, they wouldn't be able to hit it base to base then, right?
I can. Reach.
Because what I'm trying to do is use this telekinetic charge where I can teleport anyone in the battlefield across the battlefield, and if it winds up, let me see if it says, I believe this is base to base there.
Dorian is the only one that doesn't have reach.
I don't have reach.
I have a 20 foot reach.
No.
I thought
if it lands adjacent to an opponent, he can spend an immediate action. So, it's adjacent, but adjacent is, he can't be adjacent to it because it's 10 feet up, right?
I mean, you would be for half a second. He would fall 10 feet. If you wanted to play the spell that way.
Okay. I'm gonna launch Vladros, like, right in front of the creature. You can resist it if you want to, but you get a free attack at a +2.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I feel like that's something that you would want to do as an immediate action. So, yeah, I'm going to use that to launch him adjacent to the creature. He gets a +2 to his attack, just to wail on it. And then for my final trick of the evening, I'm going to shift to here.
Okay, that actually takes you down too. So these staircases go up and those platforms go down. So you would effectively, that's 10, 20, 30, you'd be 40 feet down from where they're at.
Okay. How would that work with, like, it's basically a teleport? I've got 25 feet of teleport with that.
Wouldn't be able to go that far, probably one.
You're like there, but you that way you'd be like, here you'd be 20 feet down. You could be right around in there.
You have a ring of featherfall?
No, I have a ring of evasion on instead of that because I can just freaking.
I want to give you what you want so we can move on from your turn at this
point. Yeah, there, I'm good.
Vladros, you get teleported briefly, you get a free attack. That happens immediate. He gets the attack immediately?
It's an immediate action, yeah. He gets the attack immediate with +2. And it's right there where you land, basically where I was to start with.
You pop up and you're in front of this creature.
Natural one.
Oh. That's what the +2?
Oh no.
91 on the percentiles.
Oh,
what was it? How much?
91.
Holy shit.
Is this the time we say goodbye? What's gonna happen?
The dragon is gonna take its attack of opportunity on you. That's a 45 to hit.
Right. Oh, bear. Yeah, just gets me.
I'm glad I upped my defenses.
Yeah, 45 worth.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're all glad I did that.
You take 23 damage.
Okay.
And fall prone.
Oof.
Oh.
All right. Cool. Prone sucks.
No reflex save from the fall because of the crit or because of the fumble.
Ooh. So Nim just hucked me at a dragon.
Yeah, and the teleportation got you in the wrong position, and you just open yourself up to a quick attack from him.
I mean, that could have been a Bollywood movie event right there.
But it wasn't. Dr. Fox.
Nope, it was a vaudeville.
Okay, well... this is bad for me.
You're not prone in front of a dragon. I think you're fine.
You're underneath. Well, you're. If you stay prone, he shouldn't be able to hit you.
Yeah, he can. He's only 10 feet. He's got a reach of 15.
Throw bombs, you turd.
Yeah, let's not compare who's got it worse right now. Just take your turn, Kevin.
Is it immune to fire or resistant to fire?
Resistant. I said resistant.
Okay. Well, then, in that case, I will throw two bombs.
No, just give me the damages separately.
Okay. Well, first I have to hit him. Just making sure they're not ones, I'm 90% sure. And neither one's a 20, neither one's a 1. First bomb.
You don't know what this thing's touch AC is?
All right. Does a 20 hit his easily touch AC? Okay.
What, does it have a touch AC of 3?
No.
It's probably 7.
Touch AC is better than the other things were. What's your base to hit, Kevin?
My base to hit is a 14.
Oh yeah, then you have to roll a 1 to miss and fumble.
All right, and then
delicious.
It is 32 points on the first bomb.
Okay.
Math.
Savior of the universe.
Bum, bum,
7,
bum.
34 on the second bomb.
Math.
Sorry.
And that is my turn.
All right. Sonder.
All right, fire person.
I'm down to 3 bombs, by the way.
That's all we need.
Oh, God.
We'll be fine.
We'll be good. We're doing great. Kids, we're doing wonderful.
Fine.
Sometimes you're supposed to run away.
Not this time, you son of a bitch.
It's doable.
What I'm gonna do is
I'm gonna buy more time while I figure out what to do. Hey, Kevin, tell us more about the Fast and Furious.
It's all about family.
Yeah. Did we know if this thing was evil? Did we do that detecting of evil?
Nobody detected the evil, but it's a clockwork, so it's all the other ones so far have been true neutral.
Mm-hmm.
This one could be different. You don't know.
I doubt it.
Me too, but you don't know.
I doubt it. All right, so we're going for a ranged touch attack.
Okay.
And also, I guess I'll roll to hit, and then I'll roll spell resistance. What is so funny?
I don't. That's no, I can't say that on the air. Well, I'll say this after we're done recording. That's terrible. Right. I'm not saying that recording.
That's 21.
Yep.
21 does it. Lovely.
That's to touch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For spell resistance, we're going for plus 11, 27.
27 makes it.
27 is
you feel as though you just barely passed its resistance.
I feel like I did it by the skin of my teeth, eh?
Yep.
Now what spell was I doing? Yes, this one.
Spell of winning.
5d8.
Which hopefully.
Do 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 do.
Lightning bolt?
3, 4. No, smiteful.
Ah.
He's getting smit.
Yeah, so 5d8, unless they're evil outsiders, and no damage to good aligned creatures. So as long as he's not good, it's 5d8.
He has a collar on that says good boy.
I don't believe
that's
it.
That's a kink thing, so it doesn't count.
Oh man.
28 is the damage.
28 he will take.
Take it, you dirty little dragon.
Of good energy and your face.
Now, this is bad for those people that are close.
Boy. Don't say that. Come on.
This is real bad.
Well, that's why I got away from his range.
Oh, because he gets the full attack.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to move.
Of course.
Hang on, I ain't done.
I think I'm going to... No, I can't activate that right now, can I? No flying. So I'm just going to move back like 15 feet.
Sonder retreats towards the door.
Give me 3 steps, Mr. Gamer.
It is a bunch of strangers just risking life together.
All right.
That's not it. Everybody that I can help from the distance is... Everybody that I could have helped up close is not near me anymore, so I have
Only Frags is throwing accusations at you. I know what's going on.
Yeah. I understand. I'm trying to be funny. Sorry.
Bite attack.
She
on
has
Gladios.
To survive so you can live.
Don't worry. He's going to fumble all these attacks. Watch.
It's all right. I mean, you split between the two of us, right? Because since my invisibility isn't working.
Yeah, that's why I said, hold on. Bite attack against the prone Vladros is a definite hit. He bites you for
24
damage.
Oof.
Okay. 4.
That's a big mouth.
2 claws reach down to the invisible Dorian. Definitely hit him with the first claw, and definitely hit him with the second claw. I know my D8s now.
Am I about to be rendered? That sucks.
No.
No, thank God.
Just disemboweled. That's it.
22 from the first claw.
Ouch.
22 from the second claw.
Okay, 44 damage.
That's not that much.
And then the tail.
Oh.
What? Slaps around at Vladros.
Quick, duck.
He's already in the ground.
A definite
hit. Joke.
Shut up, you turd.
This is my vacation.
Or 16 damage.
I'm probably sick on it. Like I.
I'm sorry, man.
Woof. And I'm going to say that his 2 wing attacks need to be with people who are on the left or right of him.
That's very nice of you.
It is very nice of me. Amon, your 2 of your companions are getting severely mauled to death at the base of where this dragon is. The Taker of Names, however, is having just a delightful time watching everything happen from his...
Trek!
Damn, yeah, y'all just... I'm gonna...
I scream out, it can see invisible! It can see invisible!
Oh, yeah, because you can't see Maw and Dorian. You just see the blood flying from that square of invisibility.
Yeah, just blood spraying. Well, I was gonna douse it in water, but I feel like it'd be way more helpful to heal you guys. Right? So I'm gonna expend 2 of my Lay on Hand abilities, and I'm also going to expend 1 of my blessings to heal the shit out of you 2 with a burst, or pretty much everybody within the circle, except the dragon. You won't reach him.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Helpful.
So let me do a quick little math here. All right, here comes 4d6. Pretty average. 5, 4, 3, 1. So that's 13. Everybody gets 19 points of damage back.
Hooray. So that puts me in.
Excellent.
I can't do much.
Are you doing any movement before I move on?
No. I'm going to take a defensive position with my shield.
Okay.
No, I can't do anything.
My go?
I believe so.
All right. Am I base to base with it, like essentially, or do I have to leap?
It's 10 feet above to the top of that cage. So
I got like
to the room for them to wait for me.
Okay. So, shit. It doesn't matter what I do. I can't climb up there because there's no room unless I climb on the beast. I'm going to attempt to cast a spell. What do you call it?
Defensively.
Defensively, correct. Yeah, thank you. All right, cool. Yes, I get it. Cool, because it's only second level spell. So, yes. All right, cool. I'm casting Storm of Blades.
Cool one.
Okay.
Let's see. Two levels you possess. So I'm at 6. I get 4. Four magical short swords begin hovering around me. And it's a standard action to cast, so that's pretty much what I'm doing this round. Except for maybe taking a 5-foot step back.
Okay.
Not to belabor anything, but I feel like I haven't gone since I got thrown at the dragon.
Right.
This is only round 2.
That wasn't your turn. You got to attack it as an immediate action.
Yeah, but I never had a turn after that.
This is round 1, and we're still on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I passed you. You're supposed to go after Amon. I
thought so. I just wanted to double check. You want me to go now?
Dorian, are you finished?
Yeah, that's all I could do is cast spell and 5-foot step back, hopefully.
Lazarus.
I'm going to acrobatics off the ziggurat.
Okay.
The full 20 feet away.
All right.
Dropping off to be on the same level as
give me that give me that acrobatics.
Good 6 on the die. For a 17.
I'll take my attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Hitting.
I was so proud of that DR.
Wow. You still can
I rolled 4d6. I got a 1, a 1, a 2, and a 2.
Ooh. 16.
For 18 damage still.
Okay.
Bogus.
And that moves you to get down here.
Yep. And if you want me to take fall damage for jumping 20 feet down, I will.
No, your acrobatics was enough to cover that.
Okay.
Yeah. Which square? Here or here?
Right next to them is fine.
Okay. But that should go.
Yep.
Nim.
Well, damn it. So if what I was planning to do was drop a pit spell on that just above the surface on that cage and drop the cage and drop the dragon, but I don't think I'm going to do that now.
Good.
It's not good. I mean, it would put it in melee range for you people that need to do melee range.
I don't
want to
let that other guy out along with the drag.
I think that the...
Does Nim know who that guy is?
The cage would just go down with it.
The cage would just fall 50 feet to the bottom of the pit.
Oh, I thought the cage was part of the construction of the area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said if he did that, I would say that the cage goes to the bottom of the pit, just like the floor would have.
Okay. Well,
so you could do
right,
you could start casting
a spell.
I'm saying you could do that to have the dragon be ground level with everybody.
I was wanting to do cage damage with the Because it should. If I cast it just above the floor on that, then it should drop.
Whatever the cage is part of the floor.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just start summoning.
Oh, okay. I mean, if your intent was to open the cage so that the creature comes out, we could, I mean, we could figure that out. But I thought your intent was to make the cage go down so that the
dragon... Yeah, I mean, originally I was, with them being base to base, I was going to drop it so they would get an extra attack on it, and then it would be there for them to attack. But if everybody's moving away, it may not make as much sense to have it down.
Okay. So,
yeah, at least where summon. It is, it's going to have to move to get to where Dorian is because he's out of attack range now with that being 10 feet up. And then
no, he's still in the first threatened square.
Okay, well, I'll use a free action just to communicate the ring of I can bring the dragon down to lower level. And y'all scream yay, nay, real quick.
Do it.
Okay, I'm going to cast Spike. Yeah, the only thing I've got is Spike Pit. Yeah, I'll cast Spike Pit.
Okay.
Just above the cage, and so everything will drop.
Is your intent to do damage to the cage or to free the creature?
That was originally damage. I was going to damage it in the cage because honestly, freeing it, I'm assuming I can do an intelligence check, but I'm thinking that this creature, one of its things, is it's not there to as guarding anyone necessarily. I wouldn't think it would be there as guarding anyone necessarily from trying to free it as much as it is to keep the creature in prison, and so it may, I'm thinking letting it out may override its directive to attack us, and maybe its primary directive is to contain or kill the creature if it tries to escape. I don't got to do an intelligence check.
Yeah, you give me an intelligence check on that. Well, I mean, you rolled high enough. These things are the programs on these things are pretty basic. So you're assuming that There's a thing you could have come in here with that would have told the creature not to attack and kill you. Y'all don't have that. So that's why it's attacking and killing you. Now, if it's not already attacking the creature in the cage, it's because it's been programmed not to. So freeing the creature will probably not divert the dragon's attention away from you. However, the creature may be apt to help you fight this thing, but that's
And how much has Dorian told us about this creature?
Nothing. Dorian is in his own world right now.
Yep, then Nim's going to drop it and try to break the cage.
Okay.
You cast all a spell. Seen is if all he's seen is an imprisoned creature, and I mean, Dorian's furious at it for whatever reason, but...
Mm-hmm.
So all right.
you cast your spell. The cage disappears underneath the creature. The dragon comes down. It is now ground level with y'all. You faintly hear a chaotic cackle come from the hole below, but nothing else happens.
No.
Does he not take fall damage?
The dragon that can fly? No.
No. I'm talking about the creature in the cage because he dropped 50 feet.
You don't know what happens to the creature in the cage. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Damn it. I was going to roll some fall damage.
Are you trying to damage the creature in the cage that you're trying to free? What are you trying to do here?
I'm just asking because
I just want to roll dice.
Yes, I've dropped a cage.
It wants to injure something. God damn it.
I can't. All my pits are only 10 by 10. That's the only thing I've got left to do damage with. And so, but yeah.
Anything else? Nope. Cool. Dr. Pox?
Shifting.
All right.
There.
Two more bombs. Bombs away. Here we go. No 20s, no 1s.
Is that an invocation or like an actual result?
An actual result.
Okay. But you're just doing a little prayer. No 20s.
27.
27.
27 on the first bomb.
I require only average rolls.
Thirty-five on the second bomb.
All right. Chipping away. Anything else?
No, that's my turn.
Sonder.
I'm going to swift action activate my wings of fire and move up. Say like 15 feet, just directly up from where I'm at. Just so, you know, we're not all lumped together as much anymore. And then I'm going to go for another smite foe.
Okay.
This is to hit, was 18 touch? Yeah. All right. Come on, spell resistance. Nope. 13.
Yep, your spell bounces harmly off of its SR. Okay. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of you, huh?
Boy. Yeah, there are.
Four quite far away.
Fuck. Going to die.
Damn. It charges down at you, its mouth wide open. The spell you cast, getting its attention. Hitting you with its bite attack.
Wait a minute. I'm using my emergency force field.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, I've got an emergency force sphere.
Okay.
It's an immediate action. It's got 20 hardness and 10 points per cast level hit points. So that's 110 hit points.
It's just the one. Okay. Then his bite ricochets off this force field. Does it go away?
That's what I'm trying to look at. I think it's one round per level. It lasts one round per level. So it's 11 rounds.
All right. Then let me roll the damage on it.
Yep. So it's 20 hardness and then
it bypasses the hardness.
Okay. How does that work with hardness?
It's like DR for inanimate objects, but his bite attacks specifically are.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Yeah. His bite claw attacks are treated as adamantine to bypass DR or ignore hardness. And
yeah. Adamantine overcomes, was it 30 points of hardness? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Shashka needs an upgrade.
Well, it takes 34 damage. Your force field takes 34 points of damage.
Okay, so it's still up.
Yeah, but just in case that comes back up, if you're still behind it. Because I don't think you can cast through it either, though, huh? So you'll have to get rid of it. It saves
debris, you. Rocks, space, stationary, knowledge, engineering, pressure, my butt, tanks, don't like tank, vision, my... to buy time for dealing with avalanches, floods, blah, blah, blah.
You just later.
I'll look at it and see, but I'll keep it up with that.
That's my name.
It's your turn.
Oh, shit, already. I don't really have much that I could actually do against this thing. So I would like to take a 5-foot step backwards to be out of its range.
Well, I mean, it's down. You're out of its range where you're at because it's like 30 feet down where it's standing now.
Oh, well, then I'll just create water on top of it because I know it's weak to electricity. And I'll say, hit it with electric attacks as I make it all wet.
Okay.
That's about the best I can do right now. I can,
Bledros.
Well, it's base to base with me, huh?
It is.
And I have no option but to, I guess, stand up from prone after jumping down 20 feet, or are you going to let me land on my feet?
No, your acrobatics was high enough to where you didn't.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, power attack, furious focus on, gonna...
Because the thing is if you fall and take damage, you're prone, but your DR is higher than the damage I would have rolled, so you wouldn't take damage, so you wouldn't be prone.
Well, fair enough. Good point. Gonna swing away then. 27?
Miss.
Okay. 23 also misses, and 12 misses.
Cool. Clankety clank clank off of its thick armor. Dorian.
Yeah. All right, so I moved. It attacked. The cage sunk out of sight. I'm a little concerned about that. I'll shoot him a dirty look, and I guess I will have to try and get into flanking.
Well, Nim's not threatening right now.
Oh, he's not,
because he's got that force field up.
I see. All right. Well, then I'm going to use my spell active, my active spell here.
Okay.
And fire two range attacks at him with two of the short swords. One of them is a 23 to hit.
Mm-mm.
Does that hit?
No. I mean, this is a touch AC, right?
No, this is a AC.
Yeah, no.
All right, the other one is a threat with a 19, but that's overall a 32 to hit.
Still a miss.
Is it? Okay. Wait, 19. Yeah, 32. Yeah. Well, then if they both miss,
They both miss.
32, really? Oof. Okay.
Yeah. Do we have to fight this thing?
You don't have to do anything but survive. Any movement, Dorian?
Move me back further, I guess, away. 5, 10. Well, I have two attacks, so move me 5 feet back towards the... Yeah, that way? That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Nim.
Oof.
Okay, so I'm inside this bubble. I can cast a spell on myself, though, right?
Yeah, I'm just pretty sure that the force bubble... it's been a while since I've played a wizard that had that. But I think that the idea was is that like force effects and things that needed a lot of effect didn't work.
Okay.
But they wouldn't go through the force field.
Okay, do I need to cast defensively while I'm in it?
No, because he can't. He can't hit you.
Yeah, so I am not there anymore. I am not there. Wait a minute. Let me think. Fuck. I want to be here.
Okay.
And I use the dimension door, so I can't do anything else.
All right.
Because I can't. I was looked it up because I thought I messed up right there, but you can't use a swift the next turn after you use an immediate action.
Right.
So I couldn't shift.
Dorian. Or I'm sorry, Dr. Pox.
Okay.
Well, I have one left, so
make it a good
one. Give this one a kiss. And I don't roll a 20 and I don't roll a 10. Or I don't roll one, I mean. I did roll a 10. But really good damage. And second set.
Thought he only had 3 bombs left when this started.
No, I had 5 left when it started.
I think he's after his first turn. He only had 3 left.
Which would mean he should only have 1 bomb right now.
9 is 28 plus 7 is 35.
All right.
For my last bomb. And then I will move
towards the dragon with a knife.
Come on, get some.
I will move closer toward... Well, how far am I from the dragon with height differences?
It's about 30 feet down.
Okay. Well, then I'll stay where I am, but use my tail to draw out a potion.
Okay.
Well, I forgot you were a rat man.
Sonder.
I really can't do much else, so I'm gonna do what I did last time.
All right.
To hit is only 17 this time.
17 will hit. It's touch AC.
Woohoo!
Real quick, Maho, a fireball.
That's not what you're doing.
Fire resistance might still be effective.
Let her play her character, man.
I've just thrown that in there. He's not immune to fire.
I'm aware of that. Thank you, though. All right, so that is 27 again.
That's SR exactly.
Lovely. Oh, exactly. Damn.
It was literally skin of your teeth. It was the meter beat number.
Combination of D8s. Okay. This would be the good combination of D8s. Come on, baby.
It sounded good. That thunderous clump.
That's 4 out of 5 8s. And then a 4.
What?
That's a good combination. So 36 damage of the good variety.
It's resonating with how much damage that was.
And then a loud car drove by my window to really insinuate how much damage that was. That was a good hit.
Yeah.
At that, we're back at the top of the round. And then a few things happen.
Oh, shit.
Dark shadows and vicious screams alight from the tunnel that Nim, or the hole that Nim had formed. Gladros, the spell story ring on your finger begins to burn violently. The four of you who are now shard bearers also almost double over in an immense amount of pain.
Ow.
And we'll figure out what all that means when we come back to this next week.
No, you motherfucker. Oh,
I know what happened. Amon just had a taco for lunch. He's fine.
It was a taco.
Tacos.
Show. That's what he asked for when he reached for it.
Tacos. One thing I do forget, so I'm sure other people might forget. Who are the four shard bearers?
Sonder, Dorian, and Noob, I'm thinking.
No, Dorian, mm-hmm. Amon, Sonder, and definitely Nim.
Hmm.
Nim was dumb and asked for a name. What an idiot.
I thought Vlad and I were free of that.
It's in my ring.
No.
I was about to shout, everybody run.
Much like Razbad of old, Gladros may have put on a ring too soon.
It was part of a set.
It was.
Oh,
I mean, the benefits were just so good. Why would you turn that down?
What was the ring? Is Dr. Fox the only one that's not being affected right now?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Just Dr. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I feel like we should have like spent a little more time around the campfire just talking about our lives, you know.
Also,
I don't care about these people.
Who also can't cure anyone but himself.
Ew.
I can't help anyone with any of my spells.
Yeah, I think in the next couple episodes there might just be an epilogue. The world gets destroyed.
TPK is in the future.
I mean, Nim freed the taker of names. Demonic, evil, fake creature.
But he doesn't know that. All he sees is a creature in a cage. Look, you haven't told him anything about it.
No, you wouldn't have asked Ficey to detect evil on the thing before you let it free?
I mean, it being evil, I don't know that I would have necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me that many, many, many episodes ago, there was the daughter of Father Sulman, who Kevin said nothing about, and Nim murdered. Dorian knew that this creature in the cage was evil and said nothing, and now Nim has freed it. So you have to understand that
we didn't see me trying to free it.
No. I stepped into the cage and you went completely you went completely silent into like a trance.
Arguing with the motherfucking thing.
Playing a secretive character has its foils.
What secret? I'm arguing with the fucking shit.
Have you told us about this creature? Have you said anything about it? Told us anything?
I thought the thing wasn't real.
And you argue with us all the time.
And I don't think you're real either.
No. I'm not going to say that this would have been alleviated if there had been some sort of character development.
Stop. No. Stop trying to put your ways onto us.
We know how all character development
doesn't happen all at once.
All character development on this show goes, you see this incredible thing happen with this somebody in your party, and then Kevin goes, no, to each their own. I continue chopping wood, and we move on from the scene. It happens every time.